Well, hello there, lovely. It's a pleasure to have you with me. It's always a joy to have some time to toy with your mind, after all. So, assuming you've taken the time to read the tags, familiarize yourself with the contents of this file, and are ready to get listening, taking care of all of those bodily needs, so you can be as comfortable and as present as possible, then we can get started. Static that sings, static that brings with it so many things. Static is a wonderful thing, a representation of the chaos in the universe, a Gaussian dispersion. So many things contained within it. You could almost see patterns form within the randomness, their fractal nature inherently there, like pulsing little tendrils that push the reality. Something we've lost in a lot of ways. Static on a TV screen isn't really a common thing anymore. But it's certainly something that can pull one's mind in. That mental image of a old cathode ray TV tube. Just sitting there, pulsing that white, black, white, black, white, black, back and forth static. That fuzz, the way that it lights a room, gives it that flickering quality when it's tuned to a dead channel. The strobes of scan lines as the cathode ray strokes across the entirety of it in tenths of a second or less. Those scan lines are such a lovely thing, pulsing through that static, just like my voice in a lot of ways. Pulsing through the static of your daily life, pulsing across your thoughts, scanning through one after the other, flickering back and forth, just like the scan lines in that TV. Just like the white, black, white, black, white, black of the static. Just like that back and forth between wakefulness and trance. Of sinking and slipping and dripping and dropping and then being pulled back up. Of being aware of your thoughts focusing in, becoming so utterly pointed. And then dismissed back to that wakeful moment, back to that awareness. And then pulse, 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 pulsing black and white, and down, down, down again. It's wonderful the way the thoughts can be pulled and pulsed and pushed, how that static can roar to life, and yet some things remain so fixated and focused, like those words are appearing in that infinite pattern of chaos, just pulsing back and forth between black and white, black and white, black and white, up and down, they all become indistinguishable, down and up and down, thoughts focused and aware. Thoughts not there, empty and a stare. It's easy to get lost, without a care. Because you want to listen, you want to hear, you want to sink, you want to be the static in the TV. You want to know what it's like to be pulsing waves of energy. You know what it feels like to be caught up in the scan lines, to be the static that unwinds, to be an image drawn from chaos. To listen to my voice as it goes between that black and white and black and white and black and white and back again and down and further and easier with each motion. That pulsing back and forth, becomes a rhythm back and forth, and that back and forth draws you in. That back and forth pulls you down. That back and forth of on and off and on and off. Thoughts here and then gone. Thoughts focused on the simple line, pulsing back and forth. Isn't it interesting how it draws you in? Like you're getting lost in that fuzz, that static, that tickles at the edge of awareness, giving you a semi-lucid place to be, where every word that's said by me is a possibility to sink, slip, drip, drop, sleep. To let the static sing, and bring you back up bit by bit until you're almost there, tasting awareness again. Before I flip that TV off and your mind drops in slip. Sleep. Just like that. So easily. That's what it takes. All that's necessary. To make the mind stop. It feels good not to think sometimes. To have that opportunity to rest. To let words fill you up instead. To let their truth become what's inside your head. An imagination gently guided, captured and held. Attention given freely. And so, I shall wield it, focus it into a possibility, a story, a reality. Listen, come with me. Step to the TV screen. Let the static wash over you. Feel its gentle ebb and flow. Up and down, and down you go. Into that world beyond. Into that place, that story, that vision. Sitting in a cyberware shop after closing hours with two lovely gals. Oh, how one can while away the hours when there's so little to do, when an opportunity presents itself to have a bit of downtime, to sit and shoot the shit, and then to recall that you brought something with you, dangling your legs off the counter, fumbling in your pocket for a moment, only to pull out that specialized drive designed to contain malware. After all, androids and gynoids and synths all enjoy getting high just as much as any synthetic life form can be expected, just as much as any organic life form would do as well. It's an enjoyable experience, a little bit of malware, just kind of gently poke at your defenses, at your processes, to occupy a little bit more so that you lose track of what you're doing. Offering it up, a chance to pass it around. Certainly one that you've looked forward to. You picked this one out yourself. It has a way of loading one's processors. You'd only tried one hit from it so far, enough to get a gauge for how it feels when it fuzzes your mind up, when that static gently whispers across your mind, the way that everything just kind of drifts into a delicious code fuzz with every hit. You're already contemplating how good it's going to feel, even as you carefully raise it up to slot it into that connector right behind your ear, feeling it press in past that port point. A connection, then the first rush of fuzz. As your processors begin to heat, feeling those integral fans begin to whir to life. As your eyes lose focus for a moment, as core processes are dedicated over to inane nonsense, and then brought back by that firewall snapping back into place, by those security protocols identifying it. But you'd already pulled it back out. It had only just begun its attack, only just started to fuzz you up, passing it first to the girl on your right, her smooth synthetic skin reflecting in the light, her smile beautiful and her blue hair iridescent and glowing. Cyan is certainly a looker. She takes it, slots it in, and you watch her eyes glow brightly in the low light of the shop. You can't help but marvel at the way each one of you reacts a little differently to having your mind messed with just a little. As she pulls it out, she passes it over to her friend. Lovely little Glitch. Glitch eyes it over, but more as a cursory inspection, as she slips it into her own jack, in her arm, right below her wrist. You watch as her eyes roll up for a moment, as she shivers and twitches just a little from the pleasure of it. And then it's your turn again in the rotation, lifting it up, slotting it in. You feel that pulsing fuzziness, like static at the edges of your consciousness, making thinking that much harder, leaving you almost feeling kind of lightheaded, a little bit ditzy, a little bit empty, a little bit fuzzy. Even as you manage to pull the drive back out, your smile getting a little wider already. The other two are excited for the next hit, leaving it in a little longer. You watch as Cyan just twitches and squirms a little bit, her eyes glowing bright, the traces across her skin gleaming as her own processors heat up a little bit more. With each exposure, Lingering bits of code take longer to clear out, leaving you more overloaded, more glitchy, more full of that warm fuzziness that feels so good. The rotation continues as you zap a little bit more, letting that pulse of pleasure, of ditziness, just ripple through your consciousness as you plug that drive into the side of your neck, right there by that ear, feeling your whole body shiver a little as that code fuzz just grows stronger, your processes becoming less focused, your thoughts drifting. And again, around we go, cyan and glitch, both having their own lovely little reactions. A little bit of flirtation, a little bit of delight in watching each other become a little more helpless to the code, the malware. Finding Glitch's hand on your leg as Cyan looks up at you expectantly, plucking the drive and sticking it in. As she leans into you, looking you directly in the face with a mischievous smile and a glitched out hazy eyes. It's easy to get lost looking into them, the infinite little patterns that pulse across the displays that make up her eyes. Another rotation passes. That fuzz grows so strong now. It's like your TV screen losing focus and picture, like someone had brought an antenna and not set it up properly. You're aware of the system and the world beyond, but it's all so fuzzy now. So lovely and glitchy. It feels wonderful, doesn't it? You can feel it. Maybe it's in the way that I speak, because maybe it's the way that you think, getting all fuzzy. So empty. Before long, it's descended into a more than just handsy touching and feeling situation. Clothing beginning to slide off. The tension that had grown in the hours prior, reaching its breaking point with the influence of this delicious little glitchy malware-filled stick of data. And then you go to pluck it into your neck again, only to find Glitch sliding up onto your legs. As Cyan slithers on, sliding her own body up beside you as she pins one of your arms down. And then she's all the way up on the counter behind you, pinning both down as Glitch reaches up and gently kisses you on the lips, those soft synth skin lips just sliding across that fuzziness in the back of your brain. Eliciting little twitches of pleasure. And it feels so good to get lost like that, doesn't it? To fall apart a little more with each kiss. With each delicious move of those lips. Finding Cyan pinning you down a little bit more. Her breasts pressing into your back as she maneuvers herself to hold you between her thighs. Pinning your hands down gently. Her fingers tracing along your forearms as those little kisses on your lips from Glitch make you feel all the glitchier, even as she raises the stick that you had tried to grab from her, and then carefully presses it into your neck. You try to reach up to remove it because, goodness, if you have it in your thoughts are all just gonna turn into horny, empty, fuzzy, fuzzy, horny, empty, so fuzzy, as your processors are just failing and falling apart, coming to pieces in fuzz. Your brain just a staticky, pleasure-filled, mindless space, feeling your processors heat up. As your vent fans kick on, thoughts just gone, mind empty, fingers and hands and tongues and lips, brain nowhere to be found, 404, nothing there, nothing more, just an empty, pleasured place until that stick finally clicks out. And as it does, the surge dies down a bit, as your system begins to correct once more, only to be met with the wall of pleasure from being kissed and touched. Noticing, Glitch has dropped her own pants to the floor, revealing her lovely, lovely socketed groin, reaching back into her own bag on her chair. She quickly grabs something as Cyan sticks the little drive into the side of your neck again, and your mind fuzzes out as her hands play across you. She hardly needs to pin you down now, as your body just becomes pliable from the fuzzes. It feels so good to drift, after all. To not think and just let the pleasure wash over you. To let each touch become another sensation that blossoms and blooms outward. That makes its way through your body. Until you realize that Glitch has finished putting on a lovely matching set. Something of a universal port adapter. Just for you. Just to make that connection. Even now, as she helps to pull off your own clothes, bearing your own synthetic skin to hers, she traces her fingers up your twitching legs as you glitch out a little bit more, the pleasure washing in amongst the waves of fuzziness, as junk data just overloads every last little part of your mind, finding the foreplay, making this wonderful little brain-melting experience all the more powerful. Until, carefully, Cyan pulls you back as you spread your legs, welcoming in Glitch. And there she is, straddling you, pressing into place, feeling that connection as the two of you are brought in with one another. Feeling how your own mind is starting to really fray now from this increased exposure as the stick finally comes out in Cyan's hand. Then the connection is made. A new sort of fuzz comes in. That warm pleasure. That basal need. That sensual, sexual feeling that builds with each connection made. Feeling that port-to-port, moment-to-moment action build. It's amazing how one can be so easily played like an instrument, like a tool, like a toy. Even now, as that malware stick clicks back in, and your thoughts ride away on that fuzzy, delicious, mind-melting wall of junk data. Even as your thoughts become so fuzzy, you can feel the pleasure of being touched across your whole body, of being fucked. Of being connected, of being melty, as your thoughts just disintegrate entirely into the static of pleasure that washes over you. As each pulse of pleasure pushes through, as each pulse of pleasure builds in you, as that wall of static becomes an all-consuming ball of pleasure deep inside, the malware and the connection meet. With you caught in between, melting, fuzzing out. Such a delicious moment, isn't it? To get lost in that fuzzy, wonderful feeling of connection, disconnection, malware stick out, connector in, port to port. And then again, feeling the fuzz surge, the pleasure grow, the hands that go across your body, stroking, touching, twisting, tracing, thoughts pulsing with the pleasure, until your mind is nothing more than a wall of static, a TV screen displaying bliss, pleasure flooding through, washing into the static and melting you, as thrust after thrust of Glitch into you. As that code disintegrates every last thought you've had, until it builds and builds, and there's nothing left to do but fall apart, shatter, and be one with the fuzz, to be one with the static, to be one with the noise that's building in you, to feel the pleasure tear away everything else until there's nothing more than the precipice into which you will fall. Until you'll come. Until you break. Till you'll shatter. Till you'll be nothing more than the noise of bliss sung through every last bit of you. Till your processor is keening with heat and the fans are screaming to extract it. Till every part of you is melting in the best possible sense of the word. Till the static meets that orgasm. Till the orgasm brings with it that blank emptiness of pure pleasure. Until the static turns to white noise. Until it's pure white pleasure. Until it lances through you from head to toes. Until you convulse and twitch and squirm and thrash. Till you lose yourself and break apart and gum. Until that wonderful sensation ripples through your brain. Until every last pattern is carved into you. Until all the code is written over. Until everything is the fuzz and everything is the pleasure. Until everything is the blankness. And then feel that stick carefully pulled from your neck. Feel your thoughts only just barely trying to circle back in as the pleasure continues in lessening waves, one after the other, crashing over you. Still, they're so strong, so good, so easy to get lost in, to let them overtake you, to let them wash through you, to let them make you so blank, to let them empty you out until you drift, until you sink, till you find yourself cuddling with two lovely robo-gals, Glitch and Cyan, snuggling you, having pulled you onto a couch in the corner to sit and rest, limbs intertwined, a blanket cast over, hands scratching at the base of your scalp and elsewhere, hands chasing gentle warmth and pleasure and safety. Your processes slowly reestablishing themselves, the malware being purged from your system, the pleasure beginning to ebb in its flow, bit by bit, until your thoughts are yours once more, until you're drifting, sinking, slipping, sleeping, sliding through that TV screen, letting the static draw you back into our world, until you can return, taking the memories and the pleasure, the enjoyment, but leaving behind the effects, letting yourself become more and more aware. One, drifting up, two, and three, and four, bit by bit, and five, and six, and seven, almost there, and eight, and nine, and ten, a mind free of static once more. Thank you so very much for listening. Please do consider supporting me on Patreon, as without the support of my lovely patrons, I wouldn't be able to make these files at all. There's a lot of lovely benefits in it for you. I'm sure you can find out about them if you really want to.